Welcome to Island Extras. My name is Christina George, and today we have some special guests, fourth graders from Chautauqua Elementary, who have made some films in the Stop Motion Shorts Film Festival. And we have their teacher, Alessara Martin, and we are welcoming Nico. Hi, Nico. And Miriam. Thanks for coming in today to tell us about your short films that you've put together. So it's a stop motion film. How do you make a stop motion film?
We first of all kind of have a storyline for it, and then we make all the props, and then we take mm-hmm. pictures and we move them on to the paper, and mm-hmm. then we move them bit by bit.
Okay.
However we want them.
Do you draw the pictures, or how do you get the pictures?
We make paper puppets. Mm-hmm. So we cut them out, and then anything that we want to move, we put a brad on it.
Oh, what's so a brad?
Like a little
paper fastener.
Paper fastener. Yeah. Okay. And Alessara, can you tell us a little bit about the project that the kids have been working on?
Sure. This is a project that is in its third year with the entire fourth grade class, this year focusing on personal narratives that the students have written. And we come together to create a visual retelling of these stories. So we turn the stories into scripts, then into storyboards, and then into visual versions for their stop motion.
And these films are actually going to be shown at the Vashon Center for the Arts?
Yes, we are very lucky. I'd like to thank VCA. They let us show this on the big screen in the K Theater. So it's a really fun night. It's open to the public. Friends, family come. We fill up the theater and cheer and celebrate. It's a really fun way to watch these movies.
So, girls, could you tell us a little bit about your movies? Miriam, could you tell us about the film that you put together?
So mm-hmm. I put a movie together about tobogganing in Switzerland.
Cool.
So we go up the mountain and then sled down, and then we do that two times, and then we go back down. And okay. It's got lots of interesting bits about like drinking hot chocolate and getting in a car and stuff like that.
Oh, fun. And Nico, what is your film about?
My film is about when I turned 9, I asked my grandma for a ice cream cake with brownies and mint chocolate chip ice cream. And then once she had made it, she stuck the whole thing in the freezer and the brownies were frozen solid. She had to use a really big knife to cook.
Okay. It's an ice cream cake, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when you were putting your films together, what was the hardest part of the process?
Probably actually taking the photos, because it's super tedious to just do one movement that is so small, and then mm-hmm. you have to press it every single time to get it to move across the screen.
How many images did you have to put into your movies? Because the movies are how long altogether?
They're like 1 minute.
1 minute. And so how many frames or how many pictures did you have to put
in? 350 pictures.
What? And how long did that take?
For me, 2 days.
Okay. And Alessara, as a teacher, how much time did you have to work with the students to put these together?
We work on a 5-day schedule. So on day one, we start with our storyboarding, narratives, titles, and then go from there. So by day 5, the last students are recording their video. And while some students are recording video, the other students are recording audio for the audio voiceover.
Oh, okay.
And that's with Ben McQuillan donates some time to work with the project. So we have a professional sound engineer, which helps a lot. So that way we do this really nice, this nice voiceover.
Okay. And so I want to make sure that we have the date and the time too it's at the end of March?
Absolutely. It is Wednesday, March 27th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
The movies are shown in segments, so you can come for one segment or stay for all segments. There are 4 different intermissions, and you're really welcome to come and go as you like.
Okay, cool. And So this is part of the Vashon Artists in Schools program. Could you tell us a little bit about the history of that program, or you know, how long, or this is the third year that the Stop Motion Festival is happening, but I know that the Vashon Artists in School program has been going on for a while.
Sure. The Artists in Schools program is in its 31st year.
31st year.
Which is amazing, okay. Right?
That is amazing.
And it's really extensive. I'd like to say what an honor it is to be involved with a program where I see so much of the art from this program. I love seeing the other projects that come out of this. I see student art all over the place, and it's always part of Artists in Schools, so it's really nice to be a part of this project.
And Nico and Miriam, how do you feel about having your films shown on the big screen?
It's pretty cool, and I'm really excited for everyone to see it. And it's also just the whole thing is kind of really cool about learning how to do stop motion.
And Miriam?
I think it's really cool that we have like our artwork open to the public, and like it's not like I've done some things like artwork hanging up on the walls in the VCA, but I haven't really had like a video playing. So
yeah, well, it's really cool. Really exciting. So we were looking forward to seeing that. And thank you so much for coming in today. Is there anything you want to add about the program? Or?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I would like to add just some more specific things. One to you guys, VOV, thank you for letting us come and do this every year. This has become a fun, traditional part of the program. Also, the fourth grade teachers, Laura Jensen, Karen Barrich, Chris Moeller, and Shannon Brown. And I'd like to add that the funding for Vashon Artists in Schools comes from the Washington State Arts Commission, the National Endowments for the Arts, Vashon Pi, Vashon Thriftway, and Vashon Mori PTSA, and that there are 22 residencies this year in first through 12th grade. So we're just, again, happy to be a part of it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, and we're looking forward to the film festival. And this is it for Island Extras. I'm Christina George.